Welcome to Hundreds of Ways with your hosts, James Knight and Elliot Raymond.
Hey, James. Good evening.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
I'm doing great. We had a little bit of sunshine today. So for the listeners to know, Elliot and I have been trying to get on and record this podcast now for a few weeks.
Months. And
one of the
please
don't tell. One of the problems is that Elliot lives in LA and I live on the eastern coast of Spain. So we're 9 hours apart, and scheduling these things is always tough. So I'm super, super excited to be sitting here recording this finally.
Yeah, me as well. It's a thing that we've had in the works for quite some time and excited to finally be bringing it to the people, if you will. But why don't you dive in a little bit and just share what it's all about, Hundreds of Ways.
So the easiest way to describe the podcast is inherent in the name. And the name comes from a Conor Oberst song. I'm a big Conor Oberst fan. And the chorus of the song is that there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. Just find one. And what we're hoping to explore here is the hundreds and hundreds of ways that people are living their lives, working, making careers that enable them to live the lifestyle that I want, and showing you how you can find the one of those hundreds and hundreds that works for you.
And a lot of those are untraditional ways, if you will. They're not people who maybe they followed a traditional path and deviated, or they knew right from the start that they didn't want to go to school and become a doctor, but instead wanted to run an experiential design studio or live in Dubai and consult on artwork, have a tech startup, or maybe be a freelance video editor who lives across 6 continents over 2 years. The list goes on, but it just goes to show that there are really hundreds of ways to live your life and either find a career that you find to be fascinating and really exciting, or do a job that enables you to live a lifestyle that you love.
Something that Ellie and I have talked a lot about is how so many people end up in a life that they think or believe that they have to be in, that they made some decision when they were 18 or 19 years old to get a certain degree from a certain university, and that now that means they're going to be a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant for the next 40 years of their life. And then if they're lucky, if they do everything right, after all of that work, they get to do the things that they want. And that's really sad, I think.
We're flipping the script a little bit on that, I think, is the hope here.
Yeah, so what we're hoping to show is twofold. First off, some people live that sort of lifestyle because they're not aware that there are alternatives. They're not aware of the different, the hundreds of ways that the one can live their life. And so our first goal here is to bring some people to you and have them share their stories so that you can be exposed to maybe a lifestyle or a career that you weren't aware was possible. Other people are fully aware of the life that they want to be living. They have idols or mentors that they look up to, people who are doing interesting things that they would love to be able to do themselves. But when they look at those people, they see them as they are now and not how they got started. And so they don't know how to emulate those first steps. And those first steps are super frightening, especially when you have a comfortable life that you're currently living. So our other goal, in addition to exposing you to these people that are doing these interesting things, is to show you how they got to a point where they're actually doing them, to show you how they made the changes in their life that enable them to do these things now.
I would say this isn't really about quitting your job. It's not about having to go be the next millionaire entrepreneur. But instead, we're really looking to explore how you can make changes to your lifestyle, whether that be through a career or other ways, to just be able to go and live the life that you want. Because you can do the sort of work you want to do. You can live the lifestyle you want. It's just about making those changes. And we hope to explore how other people have done that through bringing the guests onto this podcast. And are really excited to share some of those stories.
One of the words that Ellie and I hate that comes up with a lot of this stuff is passion. You have to go pursue your passion. But for me, my passion is hanging out on the beach with my wife and kids, drinking vermouth, napping. And that's pretty tough to monetize. So one of the things we want to explore here is not just, okay, you have to be passionate about something. You have to go pursue that passion. You have to, you know, make your 9-to-5 music or art or whatever it is that drives you. One of the things we want to explore is how can you make changes to your life that enable whatever your passion is, whatever thing you love to do, even if that means that that's not your work or your career.
I think that's a perfect segue into one of the things I find really interesting is I've spent the last 18 months of my life kind of traveling all over the world from different continents and met really interesting people. Yet one of the through lines through every culture that I've been in is one of the first questions you get asked is, what do you do? And that question is always centered around a career. Whereas for me, I always like to answer and say, you know, I love to bike or I'm a surfer or I enjoy running or whatever it might be. But there's so much more to life than just your career and your job. And I think these people that were, as I mentioned, really looking forward to bringing on are hopefully going to expose some of that, that they've found ways to live their lives and have their career either be a big portion of their lives because they love doing it, or have their career be something that enables them to do what they're truly passionate about, which in some people's case, like James, may just be spending more time with their family.
In the next few weeks, we're going to be starting off with people who I think are in that second category, myself and Elliot. We're going to be interviewing each other. Both of us do pretty normal things in terms of the actual work that we do. But the way that we do that work is pretty unique, and the lifestyle that it's enabled for both of us is also relatively unique. So we're going to be starting off by interviewing each other. They're going to be the most boring interviews we have probably in the entire podcast, because the people that we have scheduled right after that are the other category. They're folks who are doing really fantastically interesting things with their day-to-day lives. So we'll start off with kind of the more mundane, and then we'll move to the more exciting.
Yeah, and I really can't wait to get into it. So thanks so much for listening. We're excited to bring you these episodes in a couple of weeks. And thanks for your time, James. Look forward to speaking soon.
Thanks, Elliot. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Hundreds of Ways.